You're listening to SBS News.
I'm frightened to go anywhere. I'm scared to go out of the area, even up the street, because I know COVID's everywhere. You know, being vulnerable with the illnesses that I have got, I'm scared.
Jenny Sanders is an Aboriginal elder from the Wiradjuri Bogan River Nations, traditionally from Western New South Wales. She's temporarily living alone in a small terrace in Sydney's Glebe. Like many elders, Jenny has multiple health conditions, including diabetes and high blood pressure, which put her at risk of more serious impacts of a COVID-19 infection.
Just having those things alone make you feel very vulnerable, you know. You don't want to be out and about. We've been in lockdown for 12 weeks here, you know, for a very long time, and you don't go nowhere, and you don't see anyone. You know, I haven't seen my granddaughter up in Queensland for over a year because of this lockdown. It's killing me. You know, I don't see my grandkids very much.
COVID cases in inner Sydney spiked this week, putting a large urban Indigenous community at risk. Jenny is among 60 families in isolation, receiving groceries and pre-cooked meals from local volunteers.
I can't express how important it is to me. You know, the thing is, it warms your heart how you know that there are young ones out there trying to help us.
The meals are delivered by Coral, a 33-year-old who's juggling homeschooling four children and driving crates of food and groceries to 60 Aboriginal families in inner Sydney.
There's been a huge demand for immediate food relief, especially with some of the organisations here having to pause their food relief services and have referred their families onto us. So what we do generally has now doubled. A lot of the elders either aren't familiar or don't have access to the internet. They don't have the devices to be able to access online shopping. So our service is able to do same-day delivery with groceries and food, especially with the dropping off of the meals. It fills that need for the immediate food relief.
Coral's First Nations Response Group collaborates with Plate It Forward, a social enterprise working out of a commercial kitchen in Darling Harbour. It was set up by restaurant owner Sean Christie David.
This lockdown has been the most brutal one that we've experienced. Food insecurity has risen to a rate that we have never seen. We would do about 1,000 meals a week. We had to triple our output over the last probably 3 or 4 weeks in particular. As this drags on, our shift workers, our people that are out of jobs, our people that were already food insecure, have burnt through a lot of the things that might have kept them over the last year.
Plate It Forward is staffed by paid workers, including refugees and asylum seekers, from Sean's now closed restaurant, Colombo Social, in Enmore. To meet rising demand, Sean's joined forces with another first-generation migrant, Ashik Ahmed, whose company Deputy is raising funds online.
So the campaign we're running is Gift a Shift, where you as a tech worker or salaried worker, you'd gift one of your shift, which is one day of your salary, to help those who don't have any shift at all right now. More and more people are donating, and our goal is to reach $230,000, which actually does 100,000 meals.
Other chefs are also pitching in, including Kylie Kwong, whose new restaurant in Everleigh is closed during lockdown.
Lucky Kwong is unable to feed people at the moment because we're closed, and that brings me immense sadness. I'm giving Plate It Forward all of the beautiful produce I've got stored in my cool room, in my freezer and in my pantry. I just can't bear for it to go to waste. People flourish when they are of service to others, when they can give. And I think now is a very, very important time that we all come together in solidarity to help those in need.
Recipients like Jenny thank all those who are giving not just cooked meals, but the gift of kindness and a smile from behind the mask.
I've just been blown away. Really, really, you've gone above and beyond. And you're like angels sent to me to help me. It's just unbelievable.
Natalie Armash, SBS News.